إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ما بعد، I welcome all of you and continue reading the explanation of the last chapter in Kitab al-Tawheed. Kitab al-Tawheed of our great Imam, al-Imam al-Mujaddid, Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah. Wa ghafara lahu wa liwalidayhi wa lil-muslimin wa al-muslimat. The explanation of our noble Shaykh al-Allama الدكتور صالح بن فوزان الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى ومتعه بالصحة والعافية وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات آمين، من الملخص في شرح كتاب التوحيد. وقال ابن جرير: حدثني يونس أنبأنا ابن وهب قال ابن زيد حدثني أبي قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما السماوات السبع في الكرسي إلا كدراهم سبعة ألقيت في ترس. وقال أبو ذر: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: ما الكرسي في العرش إلا كحلقة من حديد ألقيت بين ظهري فلات من الأرض. Ibn Jarir related that Ibn Zayd reported on the authority of his father that the Prophet ﷺ said, the seven heavens, when compared to the Kursi, are only like seven dirhams, coins, like a currency, thrown in a vast round-shaped plate. And Ibn Jarir further reported or related that Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu narrated, I heard the Prophet ﷺ saying, the kursi when compared to the throne is only like a ring of iron thrown in a desert. Abdullah was the grading of this hadith. You can read it. Yeah.
Just
the gradient, yes. Let me see. Yeah, in the bottom, yes. Yeah, 149, right? No. So his grade sahih in a sahiha. No. Grade sahih is in a sahiha. No. جزاك الله خير. المعنى الإجمالي للحديثين. The general meaning of these two narrations. قال الشيخ صالح حفظه الله: يخبر صلى الله عليه وسلم عن عظمة الكرسي والعرش وأن السماوات السبع على سعتها وكثافتها وتباعد ما بينها بالنسبة لساعة الكرسي كسبعة دراهم وضعت في قاع واسع فماذا تشغل منه؟ إنها لا تشغل منه إلا حيزا يسيرا. شيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله تعالى says in these two narrations the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he speaks about the greatness of Allah's kursi, the kursi of Allah and the throne. Affirming that if the seven heavens, and keep in mind how magnificent and great these creatures of Allah, affirming that if the seven heavens, in terms of their vastness, thickness, and the remote distance between every consecutive one are compared to the kursi. When you try to compare these magnificent creatures and their thickness and the distance between each and every one of them, as we're going to learn in the following hadith, even though I have weakness in it in the hadith, but it gives you the how magnificent these creatures, but when they are compared to the kursi, they would be like seven dirhams. A dirham is like a coin. Okay? It's a coin. It's like a currency. So they would be compared like, they would be like seven dirhams placed in a vast round-shaped plate. That is, the seven heavens would truly occupy in an inconsiderable space. SubhanAllah. كما يخبر صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث أبي ذر رضي الله عنه أن الكرسي مع ساعته أو سعته وعظمته بالنسبة للعرش كحلقة حديد وضعت في صحراء واسعة من الأرض. الله أكبر. وهذا يدل على عظمة خالقها وقدرته التامة. Moreover, in the hadith narrated by Abu Dharr رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم illustrates that though the kursi is so vast and great, because these magnificent seven heavens, they are nothing compared to the kursi. Still now, it is just like a ring. This kursi, it is just like a ring of iron thrown in a vast desert. In the case when it is compared to the throne. Allahu Akbar. Look how magnificent the throne of Allah, Al-Arsh. This account attests to the grandeur and omnipotence of the throne's creator, Allah. This tells you about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah. مناسبة ذكر الحديثين في الباب أنهما يدلان على عظمة الله وكمال قدرته وقوة سلطانه. The relevance of these two narrations to this chapter, mind you, the last chapter in this book, Sheikh Saleh says, these two narrations manifest Allah's grandeur, subhanahu wa ta'ala, how mighty He is, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and His infinite sovereignty. Say that, right? Sovereignty. and infinite sovereignty. ما يستفاد من الحديثين؟ What is some of the benefits, Ikhwan, you can deduct from these two narrations? The Shaykh has mentioned four of them. Before we read to you what the Shaykh deducted from these two narrations, this get you involved in here, inshallah ta'ala, as we do sometimes. A benefit? Naam. Usman. What you say is right, but you will be better without using the term beyond imagination. It's better to not to use that term beyond imagination. Just say the greatness of Allah. These two narrations illustrate the greatness of Allah. Because if we use this imagination, it's going to open the door to some other things. Naam, jazakallah khair. Because the both ahadith, they didn't mention this word imagination. So remember, we bring benefits from the narrations itself. Okay? Jazakumullah khair. Naam. Yes, Abdullah. Ahsant. This hadith confirm the throne, that exists. Al-Arsh, naam. What else? Naam. No, where in the hadith you find that? No, this two narration doesn't say nothing about the distance between the heavens. Nothing. These two narrations benefits from these two narrations, not from other narrations. Maybe that's going to be next benefit, inshallah, for the next hadith. Naam. No doubt. Naam. Awalan, jazakum Allah khairan, you can write down. Awalan, anna al-kursiya akbaru min as-samawat. Wa anna al-arsha akbaru min al-kursiya. First benefit the Shaykh mentioned, that the kursi, which literally translated to the footstool, as Shaykh ibn al-Uthaymeen mentioned in his explanation of Kitab al-Tawheed, that the kursi is greater than the heavens. Whereas the throne is greater than the kursi. Allahu Akbar. ثانيا عظمة الله وكمال قدرته. This hadith manifests the grandeur of Allah and His might, subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثالثا أن العرش غير الكرسي. That the throne is other than the kursi. Allah's throne is other than His kursi, because some people they say it is the same thing. Some people they say, oh, the throne, the arsh, the kursi is all the same. They're not the same. Because of this hadith, the kursi compared to the throne is nothing like a ring of iron thrown in a vast desert. How are they going to be the same? نعم. رابعا الرد على من فسر الكرسي بالملك أو العلم. This hadith is a clear refutation against those who interpret the word of the kursi as an indication of the sovereignty. Aina. And knowledge. This way, there is no kursi. Kursi here, when you see the kursi, they say it means sovereignty and knowledge. Aina. Masha'Allah, salam alaikum. Then we go to the last narration. Number four is a clear refutation against those who interpret the kursi as sovereignty and knowledge and the like. Now, وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال بين السماء الدنيا والتي تليها 500 عام وبين كل سماء 500 عام وبين السماء السابعة والكرسي 500 عام وبين الكرسي والماء 500 عام والعرش فوق الماء والله فوق العرش لا يخفى عليه شيء من أعمالكم. أخرجه ابن مهدي عن حماد بن سلمة عن عاصم عن زر عن عبد الله ورواه بنحوه المسعودي عن عاصم عن أبي وائل عن عبد الله قاله الحافظ الذهبي رحمه الله قال وله طرق. وعن العباس بن عبد المطلب رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم هل تدرون كم بين السماء والأرض؟ قلنا الله ورسوله أعلم. قال بينهما مسيرة 500 سنة وبين كل سماء إلى سماء مسيرة 500 سنة وكثف كل سماء مسيرة 500 سنة وبين السماء السابعة والعرش بحر بين أسفله وأعلاه كما بين السماء والأرض والله فوق ذلك لا يخفى عليه شيء من أعمال بني آدم. رواه أبو داود وغيره. Then he mentioned the last narration, couple narration. Ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه said, the distance between the lowest heaven and the one next to it is 500 years travel. And between each two of them, of the seven heavens, actually, is the distance of 500 years travel. And the distance between the seventh heaven and the kursi is also 500 years travel. And between the kursi and the water is also 500 years travel. And the throne is above the water, and Allah, exalted be He, is above the throne, and nothing of you, of your deeds, is hidden from Allah, exalted be He. Related by Ibn Mahdi, al-Dhahabi says, a hadith similar to this one is related by al-Mas'udi, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. Al-Dhahabi added the same hadith is narrated through other chains of transmitters. It reported on the authority of Al-Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib radiyallahu anhu that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, do you know how far the distance between the heaven and the earth is? We said, Allah and His Messenger know best. He said the distance between them is that of 500 years travel. And the distance between every two heavens is that of 500 years travel. And the thickness of every heaven is that of 500 years travel. And between the seventh heaven and the throne, there is a sea. The distance between its bottom and its surface is equal to the distance between the heaven and the earth. and Allah is over all this, and nothing is hidden from Him of the deeds of human beings. ماذا قالوا؟ درجة الحديث. درجة الحديث. The grading. أي نعم, the authenticity. What do you say? جيد. هات. Are you sure you're reading the right footnotes? 148. Let me see. No. 148, right? So this one, the statement of Ibn Mas'ud, Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, rahimahu ta'ala, he says, this is what Ibn Mas'ud said. He said, but keep in mind that statement of our companions, when it comes to the matters of the unseen, it takes the hukm of marfu', meaning they heard it from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba, they don't just tell you something about the heavens and about the kursi from themselves. And also Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned that Ibn Mas'ud, radiyallahu anhu, who is one of the great scholars and learned among the Sahaba, it is not known that he used to narrate the Isra'iliyat. It is not known that he used to say what Bani Israel say. Okay? And when it comes to what Bani Israel say, the Prophet ﷺ says, the people of the book, when they say something to you, don't say it is right, or don't say it is wrong. But rather, you bring it to the deen of Allah, al-Islam. Because if they may say something that agrees with our deen, it's okay, like the previous hadith. When that Habar, that rabbi, came to the Prophet ﷺ, and he told him that it is with us, that Allah put the heavens on one finger, and the earth and the dirt and the water one finger. The Prophet ﷺ approved to that. So, this is statement of Ibn Mas'ud, but it takes the hukm of marfu', meaning it takes the hukm of hadith. Because the companion, when they speak about, this is the qaida, when they speak about the matters of the unseen, that's from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this narration of Ibn Mas'ud, Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned that it is, as related to their authenticity, that is jayyid in Mukhtasar al-Ulu. Ibn al-Qayyim grade is sahih. The other one of Ibn al-Abbas, it is graded weak by Imam al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala, ala ayyin, jazakallah khair. Al-ma'na al-ijmali lil-hadith. We read the translation, right? We did? Right. المعنى الإجمالي للحديث, the general explanation of this hadith, or both narrations. يخبر صلى الله عليه وسلم, يقول الشيخ صالح الفوزان حفظه الله, يخبر صلى الله عليه وسلم عن المخلوقات العلوية من حيث عظمتها. سبحان الله. من حيث عظمتها وسعتها وتباعد ما بين أجرامها، فيخبر أن السماوات سبع طباق بعضها فوق بعض، وأن مسافة ارتفاعها عن الأرض مسيرة 500 عام، وبين كل سماء والتي تليها مسافة 500 عام، وسمك كل سماء مسيرة 500 عام، وفوق السماء السابعة الكرسي، وفوق الكرسي البحر، بينه وبينه مسيرة 500 عام، وعمق البحر كما بين السماء والأرض، وفوق البحر العرش، والله فوق العرش لا يخفى عليه شيء من أعمال بني آدم. الله أكبر. الشيخ says, this hadith gives us an account of the celestial bodies in terms of their greatness, vastness, because we don't see these things. We look up and we see that the sky is above us, but we don't know how thick the sky. Nobody reached the sky. That's why Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen, they say, he mentioned in explanation about the moon. Does the moon, is it in the sky, the first sky, or is it around it, close to it? He said, because if it's in the sky, those who say they reached the moon, they didn't reach the moon. Subhanallah. So we don't see these things. Nobody of us saw the Kursi or saw this vast ocean or the third heaven or the sixth or the seventh. So how do we believe? Because we Muslims, alhamdulillah, we believe in the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. لا ينطق عن الهوى. He doesn't speak out of his desires. إن هو إلا وحي يوحى. It's all revelation. Na'am. So this talks about the greatness and the vastness and the remote distance between them. The Prophet ﷺ demonstrates that there are seven heavens, one above the other. And we do believe in that. Nobody can come and say, well, look up, do you see any seven? We don't see them. So, okay, well, you don't see them and we don't. But we believe. That's the difference between us and you. We believers, alhamdulillah, we believe in what the Prophet of Allah says. You believe in only what you see. That's even we can prove you wrong right now. You believe in intellect? Yes. Do you see it? Can you see your intellect? What are you going to say? Huh? No. He said, okay, intellect, your intellect doesn't exist, so you're not. What that make you now? Huh? طيب. Alhamdulillah that Allah guide us to Al-Islam, and we believe in the statements of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there are seven heavens, one above the other, and that the distance from the earth to the first heaven is 500 years travel. 500 years travel. Talking about going from JFK to Jeddah, 11 hours, and people think that's it, man. That's the longest. Yeah? That's the longest trip. Or those who they may go from JFK to Tokyo in Japan, and it's like what? 16 hours or 18? Well, they change planes. And they think this is the longest travel, talking about 500 years travel. 500 years, not talking about 500 hours. You want to say something, Luqman? Yes. مسيرة. نعم. This one dear مسيرة. The other one, the one next to it that says that. Hey, now, the second one. طيب. And that the distance from the earth to the first heaven is 500 years travel. And that the same distance separates one heaven from the other. SubhanAllah. Similarly, the thickness of each heaven amounts to 500 years travel. Moreover, the Kursi is above the seventh heaven, and a sea exists above the Kursi, whereas the distance from the former and the latter also amounts to 500 years travel. And over the throne, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rises in a manner that befits His majesty, and that He is wholly cognizant, right? Aware, fully aware of man, of all His slaves' actions. Aynam, Bani Adam, children of Adam's actions. مناسبة هذين الحديثين للباب. The relevance of the two hadiths to the chapter. يقول الشيخ حفظه الله فيهما بيان عظمة الله سبحانه وقدرته الباهرة وعلوه على مخلوقاته وعلمه بأحوالهم. These two narrations manifest Allah's grandeur سبحانه وتعالى, His power سبحانه وتعالى, His being above all creatures, and He's full aware of all their affairs. Shaykh al-Taymin rahimahullah ta'ala said, this is a far distance. Where the throne is, it's a far, very far from the earth. Still, nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing. Allah sees everything, hears everything. Rather, Shaykh al-Taymin rahimahullah ta'ala says, Allah knows what His slaves are going to do before they do it. Not just Allah sees their action while they're doing it, and He hears their statement when we say, but Allah knows about what we are about to say, what we're going to do, where we're going to go, before He created us. Everything is written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth. Now, تريد تقول شيء؟ تريد أن تقول شيء؟ طيب. That's what I said in Arabic. Do you want to say something? And he says no. Huh? And I don't guess. Say ماذا قلت؟ Say what that mean. تريد أن تقول شيء؟ Still no? تفضل. I don't know, Allahu A'lam. Masira is like seer, minas seer. The other hadith he said masira, like, and the seer, as we understood it from the Arabic language itself, is the walking, seer. But Allahu A'lam, that's not the answer to your question, okay? Get back to it now. Huh? No. No, وبين الكرسي والماء والعرش فوق الماء. نعم. الكرسي دماء. أي نعم. لا. الكرسي. No, he's talking about كرسي. He's not talking about the عرش. Talking about kursi. Aina. Lahda, khalna. Let us finish the class, inshallah. Maybe it's going to come later on. Tayyib. Zakum Allah khair. Na'am. So, where are we now? See, that's why we mentioned before, it's better to leave the questions to the end of the class. Because, Aina, Naam, Abdullah. Number 16? What about the 16? That's 15, Abdullah. Yeah, 15. But that still didn't give us the answer. Yeah, no doubt, the throne is above the water, but the question was, what about the kursi? Is the kursi under the water or above the water? We'll get to that, inshallah ta'ala. Now I'm trying to figure out where did I stop. Huh? No, not my istifad, Allah. Huh? Hold on. The relevance of the two hadith, we mentioned that one. We mentioned it, right? طيب. So that's what I was looking for. الآن ما يستفاد من الحديثين. What are some of the benefits of this hadith, these two narrations? نعم. نعم, Abdullah. أحسنت. نعم. That Allah is above His throne, subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a manner that befits His majesty, of course. من غير تحريف ولا تعطيل ولا تمثيل ولا تشبيه ولا نعم. The right wing. نعم. أي نعم. That's mentioned in the hadith. نعم. In the أثر. نعم أخي لقمان. ما عندك عفوا عبد الله أحسنت. Allah is full aware of all actions of His creatures. Nothing is hidden from Him سبحانه وتعالى. طيب, number one, from what the Shaykh mentioned, حفظه الله, Shaykh صالح الفوزان, فيهما أي في هذين بيان عظمة الله وقدرته ووجوب إفراده بالعبادة. These narrations, they both manifest Allah's grandeur subhanahu wa ta'ala and omnipotence. I'm saying that right? Omnipotence. Naam. And thus the obligation of dedicating all devotional acts to Him alone. So if we know now about the azama of Allah, so He alone deserves to be worshipped, subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثانياً فيهما بيان صفة الأجرام العلوية وعظمتها واتساعها وتباعد أقطارها. Likewise, this narration gave an account of the celestial bodies, greatness, vastness, and the remote distances between each two of them. SubhanAllah. Some of us will be amazed, like when you go to someone's farm and they have to drive you in a truck. So you want to see my property? Come on, let's go. And you drive in a truck for hours. Hours until you get tired and say, what happened? He said, we're not even finished. I'm going to come back tomorrow to show you some more parts of my farm, my property. And you're like, whoa, this is big. This is vast. SubhanAllah. Think you look at that. That's why we are commanded to reflect, to ponder upon the creation of Allah. Reflect upon how vast this universe. When you look at the star and look to you small, that's because it's far from you. It's not the star is small. It's because it's far. Look at the moon. Look at the sun. You know how many years the sun is far from us? How many miles? It's amazing. But we see it. And it moves and the order and subhanAllah. Allahu Akbar. When you think and reflect, then subhanAllah, that's established the tawheed in the heart of the individual and get him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, فيها الرد الواضح على أهل النظريات الحديثة الذين لا يؤمنون بوجود السماوات والكرسي والعرش ويزعمون أن الكون العلوي فضاء وكواكب فقط. They also refute the argument of those who adopt the modern theories which deny the existence of the heavens, the kursi, and the throne, and claim that the celestial universe consists of just space and bodies. They don't believe in seven heavens, so there is no such thing, kursi, throne, as none of that. An ocean above the heavens, he's talking about, they say to you, because they don't believe. They are deprived from Iman. And Alhamdulillah, that Allah guide us to Iman. رابعاً فيهما إثبات علو الله على خلقه بذاته المقدسة خلاف ما تزعمه الجهمية والمعتزلة والأشاعر الذين ينفون علو الله على خلقه. فيهما إثبات علو الله على خلقه بذاته المقدسة خلاف ما تزعمه الجهمية والمعتزلة والأشاعرة الذين ينفون علو الله على خلقه. Likewise, they prove the verity that Allah is above all creatures. This is true. Aynam, haqiqa. That Allah is above all creatures with His sacred self, which is contrary to the claim adopted by Al-Jahmiyya, Al-Mu'tazila, Al-Asha'ira, who disapprove this truth. Yanfun, the ulu, they says, no. Aynam. And Jahmiyya and Mu'tazila and Ash'ariyya, we mentioned them, we gave you before on more than one occasion a brief illustration on these deviated sects. Likewise, number five, فيها إثبات علم الله المحيط بكل شيء مع علوه فوق مخلوقاته. فيها إثبات علم الله المحيط بكل شيء مع علوه فوق مخلوقاته. These two narrations also prove that Allah is cognizant of and fully aware of whatever takes place in His dominion, though He is most high above all creatures. Allahu Akbar. سادسا وأخيرا فيها مشروعية بيان هذه الحقائق العظيمة للناس. فيها مشروعية بيان هذه الحقائق العظيمة للناس ليعرفوا عظمة الله وقدرته. والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه. شيخ says, men of knowledge, those who have knowledge of these matters, should teach others about this great creedal truth so that people can apprehend Allah's grandeur and omnipotence, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tell them, you know, somebody wants to believe in Allah, tell them, look at the heavens, at the earth. Look at this vast universe. Look at the sun. How magnificent. the moon, the stars, the oceans, the trees, the mountains, the animals, the insects, this, that, the air you breathe, and all of that. Let's talk to them about the things they see first. You want to call somebody to Islam, tell them, this is the Lord we worship. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we worship. He's the one who created the universe, these magnificent things, subject to His command. He's the one who take care of them. He's the one who take care of His creatures, as providing for them and the like. So people, they look. So, oh, you worship the God who created the heavens? Yes. Created the whole universe? Yes. It's not like somebody say he worship a cow. What the cow creates. Or if they say somebody worship a stone or a rock. Or they worship, I don't know what, the fire. Or they worship a tree. Now he said, we worship Allah, the Almighty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's not a human being. He's not. He's subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Tell him, and if you became Muslim, you will get to know a lot about Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, and then the Shaykh, he says, Wallahu a'lam, Allah knows best. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi. And by this we come to an end. Alhamdulillah, reading the explanation of this great book, Kitab al-Tawheed, from the Al-Mulakhas fi Sharh Kitab al-Tawheed for Noble Shaykh Al-Allama, Al-Doktor Salih Al-Fawzan, Hafidhahu Allah Ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant both Shaykhs, Shaykh Muhammad Al-Wahhab and Shaykh Salih, and dear brothers amongst the ulama who have explained this great book, because this book has been explained by so many, many ulama, when it's taught in so many seminars and classes and masajid, alhamdulillah. May Allah give all of the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah the great reward for disseminating the Tawheed and fighting against the shirk, and so that the Muslims be upon the path that Allah has chosen for His servants. We would like to thank all of you that been for these classes. Jazakumullah khairan. And we ask Allah to make us from those who, when they listen to the speech, they follow the best of it. I want one request, because these classes are being recorded. And also, I noticed that some of you have been taking notes. So if you go and review or listen to this class, it doesn't matter, any time, and you find anything that I may have said that is not right or incorrect, I would like for you to bring it to my attention, inshallah ta'ala, so we can make the correction, the necessary question. Corrections, actually, inshallah. So don't feel, inshallah. Actually, try. While you listen, pay attention. If you find any mistake, and you would, because we are only human, bring it to my attention, inshallah ta'ala, so we can make the correction. May Allah keep us firm upon His path, upon the sunnah. May Allah grant us beneficial knowledge that is coupled with righteous actions. وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. We finish, alhamdulillah, on this morning of Saturday, the 19th of the Hijjah. أليس كذلك؟ The 19th of the Hijjah of the year 1436 of the Hijrah. بارك الله فيكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.